Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader today. Gilad Jankowicz, the fitness legend, Lifetime Achievement Award winner, teammate of mine in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, soon to be celebrating his 40th year with Bodies in Motion. He returns along with Darren Harfin. He's the general manager of Hen Hat Orthotics Lab. He's my orthotics go-to guy for, gosh, more than the past three decades. And we're going to share some Bob Guider wisdom, some emails. First, we want to welcome back Aloha. Gilad Jankowicz, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Aloha, Sports Doctor, and your listeners. How are you?
Great. Give us some background, Gilad, of, again, this tremendous history. Longest running fitness show ever here. Yes. With you and your background and Bodies in Motion.
Yes, we started Bodies in Motion back in 1983 in Hawaii. And, you know, one of my concepts was to utilize the beautiful outdoors that we have in Hawaii and to make them part of the show as part of our draft backdrop. And that proved to be a winning concept because I think that people throughout the country that have seen the show, especially during the winter, it sort of gives you some type of energy and you know, hope during the heavy winter months. And we found that the outdoor really gives people something special on top of the exercise, of course, and all the fitness messages that we deliver.
Yeah, it was an interesting point. You know, I remember last year we had you on, and of course I've always asked you, how'd you get that gig, being on the beach at Hawaii on your different color mat each time? And you talked then again about the psychology excitement of the outdoors and what a difference that made for lots of people. You know, besides the exercise and all of these things, this the addition of the outdoors evidently was something that really, really hit the mark with so many different people. And of course, this goes back then. You're talking in the early 80s again, and the whole world of fitness was changing so dramatically. You were a big part of it.
Yeah, it was changing dramatically. And, you know, like we talked earlier, you know, back in 1983, there weren't that many health clubs around. People were not into fitness as they are today. It was just sort of like in the diaper stage, I'd say, like the late 70s, early 80s, when fitness became more popular and more widespread. And I remember back in the day when I started teaching my fitness classes in L.A., in Los Angeles. It was just really the very beginning, you know, back in the days of when Jane Fonda put out her first video, kind of opened up the market for everybody else with fitness. I was right there at the beginning. I met all these people. I worked with all these people back then. And eventually, destiny took me to Hawaii. And over there, I found this concept of, you know, shooting outdoors. And I think that really hit the chord with the people.
Are you an Israeli citizen, Gilad?
I'm a U.S. citizen and an Israeli citizen. I'm a dual citizen.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And the again, the idea of the everybody trying to be fit in one regard. You know, I met Bob Guider in the late 70s, and with the old Nautilus clubs, like one of our teammates, National Fitness Hall of Fame, I think this year is going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award, Bill Crawford, you know, in the beginning with Nautilus and et cetera. And
right.
Guider back again in those days, even the addition of the high performance fitness in the world of sports medicine, with all the sports and all the teams, many times back then it was a difficult sell to get them really to pay big attention to the kind of training that you were talking about, which is a combination both aerobically as well as non-aerobically, strengthening as well as aerobics. What a great combination.
Yes, I think you're right. I think you hit a good point, is that mostly back then it was the sports people and the athletes, the professional athletes that were working out in the gyms, et cetera. And as they became, as their way of training became more known to the public through media, et cetera, that's when, now people can do the same type of training that a super athlete can do, of course, with his own limitations. But the knowledge and the availability of the facilities is there for everybody to enjoy.
You've always incorporated, again, today, I call it the mental game. Again, whether it's being in the outdoors or, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the parents of young aspiring athletes or you're the coach and you're, somebody who's trying to really, really enhance their performance, someone who's trying to stick to their diet, someone's trying to stick with the commitment they made to Gilad that they're going to be working out with them, et cetera, is such a mental focus on that, the world of nutrition. And for a long time, you've incorporated those parts, attitude on the left, nutrition on the right, with things you included for a long time, aren't they?
Yes, of course. I think that, there's these elements are really the key to giving you the results for fitness that you want. It's number one is to make sure that you're eating and you're putting good, healthy foods into your body, because your body is your temple. Number two is what you eat is what you can then, use as energy. So I think that fitness is really where we sort of express ourselves, and the body can change with good nutrition and the right exercise program. You can make changes in your body, not only changes in your body, but also longevity comes into play as well. You want to enjoy your life. People are living longer these days. You want to live longer, but not just live longer. You want quality of life. And I think that with healthy eating, healthy habits that you develop, good program, good exercise program, getting enough rest, taking care of your mental state, all that will help you not only live longer, but live a happier, healthier life longer.
You mentioned a major point, Gilad. Again, I talk on the Sports Doctor all the time about the new medicine. The new medicine really is three things. Number one, it's eat smarter.
Yes.
Number two, it's keep moving. And number three, it's do things to reduce stress. You mentioned rest and recovery. It's such an important new area.
Yes.
Ask you more about that. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you zip over to the radio shows, you go back years, international guests, national guests, local guests, all types of topics in the world of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read a lot of exciting stuff. We're very involved with the MVP Parent magazine, with Lower Extremity Review, so many different articles, so many topics in these worlds. Still my hottest article over all these years is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. We have thousands and thousands of followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get from both Twitter and LinkedIn, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. You can follow us. A lot of good information besides things on the radio, talking really with one of the legends, innovators in so many ways in the world of fitness, Gilad Jankowicz. Gilad, with all the new awareness, with all the new programs, with all the great new science, every expert I have on, they look and they say, we're still treading water. When we're looking at obesity, when we're looking at diabetes and high blood pressure, childhood obesity, it amazes me that we're still struggling as much as we are in our country. Of course, the pandemic made things 100 times worse. But isn't it amazing how with all this great new stuff, we're still treading water?
I think you're absolutely right. But like we talked before, I think that the facilities, the knowledge, and the know-how is there. But I do want to bring the point about joy that you mentioned earlier about the mental attitude of all of this. And, you know, joy and a good attitude is really a muscle, and you have to work at it. It doesn't come naturally all the time. And you have to find that muscle that is called the joy muscle and work it daily and work it often. And I think that eventually you'll be able to win. You know, we talked about the glass being half full or half empty. Every person has a glass, and that's the bottom line. And from that glass, you have to decide how you're going to look at it. You know, the fact that we have, you know, the cup is half full or half empty, and we have a cup, is a big deal. Now the question is, what do we do with it, and how do we look at it, and how do we develop ourselves? And how do we look at ourselves and, you know, the people around us and the society around us? And I think the healthier we are physically, the healthier we are emotionally, the healthier the society is going to become as a whole.
Yes, I think the schools, the responsibility of the schools, you know, 20 years ago, I was fighting like crazy to keep PE in the curriculums. They were looking right to maybe even get rid of PE. That we won that battle somehow. But the incredible understanding of the mind-body connection. You know, the word mindfulness, 20 years ago, medicine didn't know how to spell it. They didn't know if it had one F or two, you know.
Right.
The idea of how important, you know, pardon my French, it's very difficult to be pissed off while you're exercising. Wouldn't you say that, Gilad?
Absolutely. I think you can be in the worst mood of your life. And if you start moving and you start exercising, it changes within minutes. It's just a matter of making that decision to get off your butt, excuse my language here, and get yourself into motion. And I think once you get into motion, endorphins start playing a part in the mechanics of your body. And, you know, the results are always good. I've never seen anybody regret working out. You regret not working out or regret not going to the
gym. Let's overdo it.
Gilad, what's your walk.
Can people Google you, or what's the best, one of the best sites for people to find out all about you and the show? What's the best place to go find out info?
Well, the website is bodiesinmotionwithgilad.com. Like the name of the show.
Keep it simple, so, salesman. Yes.
Bodiesinmotionwithgilad.com. Yes, and there we have all the information about what we do. You know, we've done a ton of specific exercise videos outside of the show. For special audiences, you know, like people that want to focus more on strength training, or people that want to focus more on cardio, people that want to focus more on stretching, people that want shorter workouts, longer workouts. So, you know, the DVDs and the videos streaming now gives me an opportunity to kind of go outside of the show, because the show is built in a very specific format. It's 22 minutes. It's a 30-minute show, but it's 22 minutes of actual action, and you have three commercial breaks in the middle. And it's a set format of warm-up, cardio, and strength training. And with the videos, I can go way beyond that and offer different programs like step aerobics and using some equipment, etc. So everybody's invited to check it out. It's you know, there's a lot of good information there, too, about nutrition and diet and health and how to develop good, healthy eating habits, etc. So you're invited to check
and
it out.
And your magic word, joy. We gotta keep the spotlight on that, you know, with the challenges. It's interesting, Gilad, from wherever guests are in the world, whatever their profession, whatever their vocation, over these past couple of years, the number one topic is mental health. Whether it's the young kids in school, whether it's the parents, whether it's the coaches, it's a tremendous challenge multiplied by 100 with all effects of the pandemic. And I think that, again, the idea that, you know, staying in shape, feeling good about yourself, building positive habits, these are the things that are so important. Have you found the school districts and medicine really have woken up a lot as you've watched over the past decade?
Yes, I think so. I think that installing good habits at a young age is key. And, you know, the society today, there's a lot of pressures. The amount of people on the planet today has multiplied by a tremendous amount. And there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of, unknowns. There's a lot of concerns that people have on a regular basis. I think that social media has created a lot of, good issues and bad issues that come along with it. And, a person ultimately needs to focus on himself, sort of take inventory with himself, and do the best that he can do in his circumstances, and find the joy inside of his circumstances, because there's always going to be somebody out there that is worse off than you, or better off than you, or smarter than you, or not as smart as you, and there's always somebody to compare to. And I think that if you can eliminate comparing yourself to others, but just focusing on your own self, your abilities, your wants, your goals, and really, really go inside and be real with yourself, I think it gives you a wonderful opportunity.
I'll tell you, Gilad, that's right. It's the anti-aging formula, to say the least, with Gilad Jankowicz. Gilad, thank you so much. I knew the time would fly. Give me the site again. People could find out about you and the programs quickly.
Okay, bodiesinmotionwithgilad.com.
G-I-L-A-D, bodiesinmotionwithgilad.com. One of the real champions in the world of fitness. Gilad, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome Darren Harpham. He's the general manager of Penn Hat Orthotics Lab He's my orthodox go-to guy for, it's got to be the past three decades, whether they were superstars or grandmas. Darren, hey, man, welcome back. It's been a while to the Sports Doctor.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Great. I give us some background, Darren, on yourself and the world of prescription orthotics.
Well, let's see. I've been doing orthotics. I started pretty much right out of high school. Been at it for probably 30-plus years. Started as a technician at Burns Podiatric Laboratory and then and worked my way up into the management department. Was trained in biomechanics by Dr. Michael Burns, so a lot of biomechanical knowledge, and just keep plugging away at it.
One of the real champions in the world of orthotics was Burns Lab. Always had a tremendous reputation. You were a big part of it, and their tradition, I don't know how long they were in business, and then your colleague, Ben Blasia, who was the he's the owner of Henhat Labs, isn't he?
He is, yes. He currently he pretty much took over the Burns Podiatric Laboratory, kind of downsized it, and just trying to rebuild it back up, and hired me on as his manager, and we're just working hard daily. And
Ben is a big prosthetics guy, isn't he?
He is. He's
both animals and humans.
Yep, animals and humans. He's a certified orthotist. If you go on to GoHero.com, he does braces for dogs, and they're very similar braces to Ritchie braces, like a Ritchie brace type or AFO brace. A lot of similar designs, and then of course the foot orthotics. He's an interesting guy with an interesting story. I wish he could tell it to everybody. So,
yeah, we've had him on. We'll have to get him back, absolutely, because it's a great. I remember I consulted with him, my friend with the dog with an ACL brace.
Mm-hmm.
They had talked about, and we talked about what an interesting marriage it was with his involvement in that regard. How do you see the role of prescription orthotics, Darren? You know, working with all of these doctors, a vast majority of podiatry, more and more. You know, the world of orthotics has exploded everywhere you look. All sorts of internet, lots of junk. There's not anything like the prescription devices when it comes to foot alignment and foot support, is there?
There's not, no. And I think that's where the confusion is, because a lot of over-the-counter devices, they'll try to tell you that they are custom devices. I mean, you can go to a whatever store and step on a scanner, and they tell you it's a custom orthotic. But these are true custom orthotics. They are made to your foot specifically. So it's challenging. It's challenging to educate people on what we do versus what you get from a Walgreens or anything.
Yeah, you know, there's been such a an over-the-counter devices definitely have some value. Many times, if we're waiting for a week or two for prescription devices, then we might want to put something over the counter we could pick up. Sometimes people can go nuts. You know, there's like two rows of all sorts of foot inserts trying to figure out. But usually, something better than nothing. But then people can get confused. They see things like Skechers, you know, podiatry certified arch support.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get that mixed up. You know, you and I have been on the figure skating world for a good few decades. You know, Darren was a big part of my poster boy, Evan Lysacek, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist.
Mm-hmm.
Evan was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates.
That's right.
Probably have another dozen hot shots right now, 10-year-olds and younger, right, Darren? We put orthotics in this gates, which has been so exciting. My 9-year-old, I call her Magic Bella Rose, who is lighting up the skating arenas. And the custom orthotic that you and I are talking about is all about that individual's optimum alignment. Whether they are an 80-year-old grandmother and we're trying to reduce the tendency of falls and enhance balance, again, by putting the joints of the foot, ankle, and low extremity in the best position, or again, you're a 10, 15-year-old skater doing triple jumps, and again, we're looking at optimum alignment foundation. And but I've been trying to educate the public about that for about as long as I know you, right, Darren?
Absolutely, that's correct. Yes, yeah. So, and it's
and it's still one of the challenges.
It is.
Although the art of like Hen Hat, you guys have come a long way. There's all sorts of different scannings. You know, I'm still a dinosaur because of some of the success we've seen over the years, really, of the casting methods, actually taking cast impressions of people's feet. And the but your lab also handles some of the molding. They're also handling, eventually I might learn how to do it where I could scan the foot with my iPhone. Right, Darren?
That's correct, yeah. So right now we're the only company in the United States that offers it through an iPhone. And you can do it as well with an iPad, with a structure scanner. And we have a phenomenal scanner that we use that we're using that's very accurate. I actually compare it as being just as accurate as an actual casting. So it's very precise, and you know, and picks up even. We found out that it actually will scan and pick up nodules in the foot. So if you have any type of fibroma or anything nodule in that foot, it'll actually pick it up. So very high tech.
Is the besides the podiatry profession, you know, chiropractic profession, physical therapy world, do you find some of these other areas also in the orthotics lab world active with prescription orthotics, or do they mostly do their own thing?
It's an interesting question. Actually, yes, we're seeing more and more of it. We're working with more and more chiropractors. We're working with more physical therapists.
Good. I've been bugging them about it for 30 years. Yes,
the
idea of a chiropractor taking a mold with somebody standing down, and I would always ask, now you got their footprint mold standing down, where's the correction? You know, when the idea of all these joints. And again, you know, truly custom orthotics take into consideration the intricate, we call them triplane motions of the foot ankle, moving the foot up and down, moving the foot in and out, moving the foot from side to side. These joints are complicated. And the again, we go back like Michael Burns and some of these other teachers and professors in the world of biomechanics, like in English, trying to get these joints in their optimum alignment. And that's so much more than supporting the arch. And I think that's one of the real challenges that we've always tried to get out there to the pediatric community,
mm-hmm.
to the orthopedic surgery community, and the physical therapy community, that there was much more involved, especially if there is a lower extremity problem that's persistent. Because many times we would say with my patients over the years, you know, 50% of the young girls I see are knee problems.
Right.
Because of the biomechanics of the foot. So we're singing the song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone, connected to the knee bone, affects mm-hmm. everything else. You would always talk about that, Darren, right? The foundation of the body, whether you're jumping, landing, moving, changing direction, is foot mechanics, right?
That's correct, yes, yeah. It's more than just a plantar fasciitis and arch support. I mean, there's a lot of mechanics that go into these orthotics, and we're knowledgeable in a lot of that stuff. So we're always staying on top of the newest and latest technology and learning new. We're still learning new things to this day on mechanics. So which is very interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. Different theories. Things are changing. Yet some of the original biomechanics and the old root structures, et cetera, Michael was part of that, Michael Burns, I still find as the true best way of alignment. Darren, what's the website of the lab for people who are interested?
It's henhat, H-E-N-H-A-T, .co. So www.henhat.co. Would be the website, and a little bit of information on what we do, and has some pictures of, you know, our technicians, and yeah, it's go visit it and take a look at it. I I need to get back on there myself and look it over, too, because I know we got...
It's a good site. It's a very informative site. It's got a lot of great information. You know, the I tell people, the listeners of the Sports Doctor, in our whole world, if there are persistent lower extremity problems, whether it's your back, whether it's your hips, whether it's your knees, and or feet or ankles, if it's recurrent, persistent, foot mechanics can help. And this is another one of the new challenges, really, in the areas and world of sports medicine, where if the feet don't hurt, the role of the foot to the rest of the body is sometimes semi-ignored, especially in the female population with the wider hips and the different angles of the knee, and seeing a lot of these knee injuries. And if the feet don't hurt, podiatry is not brought into the fold. So proactive, enhancing performance, you know, getting back to those figure skaters for a second, Darren, you know, again, almost always when we're using orthotics and figure skates, whether it was for 9, 10, 11-year-olds or young adults, championship levels, almost always, Darren, we were using orthotics because there was a problem. Mm-hmm. Arches hurt, plantar fasciitis, heel problems, ankle problems, et cetera, et cetera. What was the pleasant surprise over the past few decades was I never had a coach call me and say, you know, you slowed him up. Or, you know, you it was negative with that. What I had did here time after time was the enhanced ability, edging, balance, speed, landing capabilities. And this is what we've really been paying very, very big attention to over the past good couple of decades. Evan really, really kicked it off. You know, it was funny. He had a terrific poster when he sponsored right before the Olympics with Coca-Cola. And what he wrote on this message to me was that I was, because I said to him, Evan, where's your referrals, you know? And he wrote on there that I'm his secret weapon, man, to forget referrals. So it was when we were talking about performance, and you know, I share a lot of that information with you as we still, because we're interested again in the two major factors, which is, can we prevent problems? Can we reduce some of these overuse injuries with these young active kids in all sports, or the weekend warriors? And when indicated, can we enhance performance? But the new area, exploding area, Darren, is the balance world and fall prevention. This has really become a very, very big deal. Have you seen the same kind of excellent help with orthotics when it comes to some of our super seniors, and especially when it's combined with the right shoe, making a difference?
Yeah, I mean, we see it in all different areas, whether they're young kids skating or... You know, if they're grandmas that are in their 80s walking and what have you, you know, it's all about balance and gait and just the proper alignment and everything.
The key. So. All right, when we come back, Darren, we're going to talk a little bit about some of those hotshot superstars over the years we've thrown your orthotics in, talking with the general manager of MySafe Hen Hat Labs, Darren Harfin. It's the Sports Doc. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world
of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. We're talking orthotics with my guy, Darren Harfan, the general manager of Hen Hat Labs. We were talking about some of the superstars like gold medalist Evan Lysacek in the world of skating. I just did a couple of different Zoom guest appearances on the various shows that I guest on with my Sports Doctors In segment. And we were talking about Jim McMahon. We were talking about some of the Chicago Bears. We were talking about Eric Soderholm, the great hitman of the Chicago White Sox, who was the first professional baseball player that I put orthotics in his cleats. Talked about Billy Buckner. Rest in peace, Billy. His whole Chicago career, how he wore Burns orthotics at the time, and some of these stars that we were really, really shined. And I'm sure the lab has got their share of other doctors in other instances that maybe they brag about them as much as me. Is that true, Darren?
That is true, yes. I'm trying to think right off. Cy Young Award winner for the San Diego Padres. I kind of went blank on his name here, but
right.
We've done several. Yeah,
maybe in the replay. You see, that's one of the fun parts about live radio. You know, it comes and it goes, man. You know, John McEnroe.
Yes, John McEnroe.
Tracy Austin. You know, my famous super sports therapist, the late Bob Guida, who these athletes really came to see in either doing rehab, Walter Payton and Dan Hampton and so many different athletes and some Jimmy Connors. And he had this tremendous regard for the role of the foot. He made such a big deal about foot structure, foot strengthening, foot stability. And that's when I got the chance to put orthotics in some of these, the Olympic volleyball team. Do you remember that when we did the whole Olympic volleyball? Were you there? I think you were.
I think I was. I was probably not quite in the management part of it yet, but I believe I might have been.
You probably did some of the device. Yeah, the men's Olympic volleyball team before you, I think it was 77, 78. And then we did the gold medalist in the middle 84 with Karch Karai and some of the greatest of women players. Again, with that almost universal material, that polypropylene plastic, besides it's unbreakable, it's flexible, it doesn't weigh anything, really, it's just hard to beat that material in the world of orthotics. Wouldn't you say, Darren?
It is, and we actually still use it today. So, you know, even with the price of, you know, raw materials going up and price of orthotics, you know, everybody's prices are going up today, and that's one shortcut that we have not taken, that we won't take. Not that we will take any shortcuts on anything, but polypropylene is the way to go. Very, very reliable material.
Funny, I used some of the graphite years ago. Richard Dent, the great defensive end of the Bears, and we wanted to get cute with the graphite, and he broke them. And I would tell parents and patients all the time, Darren, with polypropylene, that if they broke that material, two things would happen. One, the lab would replace them for free, and two, I'd make them famous. I'd put their picture on the wall and make some Facebook posts on that. I'll tell you a funny story, again, with right in the middle with the orthotics. I was honored to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame, class of 2019. With some of these, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jack LaLanne and Bob Guida, some of these great champions, doctors and others. And at one of the affairs, one of their inductees, famous chiropractic physician, Dr. Phil Clausen, who worked with the Olympic teams throughout South America, but he was a 16-year-old hotshot guy on the Olympic team handball team when I put him in orthotics as a 16-year-old at the time. Mm-hmm. There it is, the 40 years later. So there is the ceremony. Hey, how are you? We hug each other. How you doing? Walks away just for fun. I tapped him on the shoulder. I said, hey, how's the orthotics? He stopped. He said, wait a second. He took his shoe off, shows me the orthotic. Dr. Weil, 1978. Oh, it said on it.
Oh, my goodness.
The orange plastic, Darren. And that's when two things really, really hit me about that. Number one, it was even a superstar sports science guy like this was still wearing the orthotics. His guider wore them for decades. But the other thing was, is we can never make any money because they don't wear out. And that was, it was a dual, kind of a scenario that hit me in that regard. So the new science of iPhone scans, wow, how long has that been going on at Hen Hat?
We just promoted that, I want to say, 3 months ago. So it's out there. It's available. It's a little more challenging with the phone, but that technology, even with
I'm going to learn it,
growing,
man. Yeah. Heck of high water.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn it. Even though, again, I'm a very, very tough sell. I tell people all the time, in the world of figure skating, I haven't adjusted a young skater's orthotics like in 3 years, man. I mean, like not once with all of these kids that we see. And, with the precision, it's just really, really remarkable because orthotics can't help if they're not comfortable. They have to be somebody wearing them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll see that it becomes a little difficult, especially in the superstar world of big-time sports, where athletes are bombarded with this trainer and that doctor and everybody else looking to get a piece of them, and maybe they will wear the orthotics if they're not comfortable for 5 minutes to go to the next guy, in that regard. So that's always been an interesting a challenge in that regard. Have you found the pediatric community, Darren, catching on to the fact, that in various instances, young children, 5, 6 years old, orthotics could be really, really helpful in creating proper alignment.
Yeah, that's correct. And I always, I'm a big firm believer if it's something that we can correct, the earlier we can correct it, the better off they're going to be as they grow into their adulthood, as those plates close up and everything, those growth plates close up. It's good to get that stuff taken care of before that happens. So, absolutely. There's times you can correct it, and then there's times you just got to control it. So the earlier, the better.
Yes. Usually we see, as I've watched over the years where I've had children who were 45 years old today, that were in them since they're 6, 7 years old, I knew the time would fly by. Darren Harfman, the general manager, Hen Hat Orthotics. Give me quickly, Darren, the site again, some of our doc listeners to check it out.
Say again?
Give me the site again for Hen Hat.
Oh, the website is www.henhat.co, C-O.
Dot co. Again,
dot
Darren,
co, yes.
Thank you so much for joining me. Hold on. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
You live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance, step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Sports Doctor is In segment where we preview some upcoming shows, answer some emails. Quick shout out again, Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com, one of the superstar PR guys. Initially, I think he represented Elvis Presley. His sports people initially, the first two, Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, and Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com. Great shows coming up next week. Dr. Doug Mango, chiropractic physician, trains martial artists, trains some of the UF fighters. That's pretty exciting. Amber Gill, one of our figure skating coaches, will be popping in with her insight with some of the excitement of working some of these young budding skaters. The following week, Kathy Son, body memory, really all about some of the different things that stay with us, good and bad, a lot of the mental game side of things, again, with Kathy. And then Deborah Slider, RN, registered nurse, very involved with the LEAP program, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, that's partially led by our colleague, Dr. Larry Rubin. Bob Guida Wisdom, strengthen the brakes. Strengthen the areas of the body that slow down the motion the athlete's doing. Again, in the shoulder rehab with Jim McMahon, Bob would talk about strengthening all the areas of the back of the shoulder, the neck, the traps, to try to control the velocity of whipping that football, or to be dealing with all the areas of the trunk, the low back, shoulders, arms of that tennis player or baseball player who's swinging the racket or the bat so many different times, or the figure skaters coming back down from a double or triple jump, strengthen the areas that bring us softly. I used to tell all my athletes to get a cat as a pet, and we really want to watch some balance and stability when it comes to these systems. And again, the brakes or the stabilizers, all the balance exercises. As a matter of fact, Jerry asks, your two best exercise concepts you talk about in hashtag A Sports Parents has a lot to do, again, with that Gaida wisdom. The two best exercise concepts to include were strengthening the feet and ankles. Rubber bands, great way to do it. All sports, all levels, all ages. Strengthen those feet and ankles for balance and stability. And the second exercise is work balance. Enhance balance, whether you're balancing on one foot, whether you're balancing on tilt boards, whether you're working with something like the BOSU. Create instability, which demands balance and stability. It's one of the biggest areas of excitement in the world of fall prevention. So again, whether your son or daughter is playing whatever sport, whatever their level, whatever their age, these exercises should be included. Often, we'll tell people, get together with a good physical therapist, personal trainer, learn how to do this, learn how to include it, and many times you will benefit dramatically. Betty says, you know, the Skechers commercial, podiatry certified art support. It's funny, we mentioned that, talking about that with the orthotics expert, Darren, last segment. It's generic. It's your shoe size. Usually it's a better than nothing. So when we tell people, if you're going to buy sports shoes or sneakers, if it's podiatry certified, where the arch support is at least oriented towards being helpful, it's not a prescription orthotic. Prescription orthotic is done from analysis, molds, scans of the foot ankle. Think of eyeglasses and the difference between going to Walgreens and getting some readers or going to the optometrist and getting bifocals or trifocals, a prescription. There's a big difference. But again, it's hard to beat a good running or walking shoe store when we're talking about some of the different brands. And it's hard to beat good walking or running shoes for everyday activities, regardless of our age. So we want to welcome these kinds of advances like we welcome a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, where usually, again, it's much better than nothing. But it is not a prescription device, which is all about positioning these important joints of the feet and ankles with whatever shoe, whatever you're wearing. Todd says, I'm a 50-year-old jogger. I've been running for 15, 20 years. I've developed heel spurs. They've been a problem. Are they surgical problems? Almost always, Todd, they are not. Even heel spurs are a development of a spur, a shelf, sometimes sharp, sometimes not, from the constant traction of the attachment of the plantar fascia, which is the big band of fiber on the bottom of the foot, to the bottom of the heel bone. The more it's stretched and pulled, more it gets irritated. Over years, a spur can develop. Almost always, conservative care, proper orthotic supports, strengthening exercises, physical therapy, sometimes injections. Less than 5% of these are surgical problems, if that. So if the opinion you're getting initially is surgery, get another opinion. Everybody's the sports doctor, live from Chicago. Thanks to our friends at BBS. See you next week. Thanks.